Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. The tarot card for today is the World. This one is labeled Gaia. It's by fantastic artist and author Selena Fennick for the deck 78 Tarot Ecological. Now, I just have to say this about Selena. I love her work, and in a couple months, I forget when it is, I have a card I'm going to show you that she did for 78 Tarot Magical, and I'll let you know when the Kickstarter is going to be. That's still not, you know, firm on a date, but I think it will be in August, and it's just such an incredibly beautiful card that I'm going to show it to you in time to show you how magical the Magical deck is going to be. Anyway, I really ramble some days. So, here we are. You know, this is an important day in the sense that, you know, energies are shifting. We start off with the moon in Aquarius like we had yesterday, and it will make one aspect, which is a conjunction with Saturn, and then it will move on late morning into Pisces, which is always, to me, it's a well, it's okay for a Sunday if you don't have a lot to do. Anyway, that moon is going to square Mercury. And Mercury late in the day is going to, you know, remember it's retrograde. It's moving backwards still. So it's going to move back into the sign of Taurus. Yesterday we had that Kazemi, you know, at 0 degrees, right? With the sun and Mercury meeting up before Mercury moved back. All right. One thing happening here today, and this is another one of those where we're like on the verge, you know, of switching, and that is a sextile between Mars and Pluto. And Mars, of course, is at the tail end of Pisces. Pluto is still in Capricorn. We're about to see Mars move on the 24th into home sign of Aries. So the Pisces energy is really amped up with this now, and this particular aspect is a very important one. Now, some of the energies today are a little bit touchy. It's not that there's that many of them. It's just that I think I would not put a lot of emphasis on relationships, okay? So if you're seeking something there, I would kind of set that aside, all right? Leave it be for the moment, because there's too much moodiness that's going on, and, you know, people just, when Saturn's involved, sometimes things are a little bit, somber, more serious, emotionally reserved. It just, you know, there's too many ways it can go that aren't pretty, but that doesn't mean you can't have a good day, because with this card, I mean, we always think of it as being about cycles and things like that, you know, but it's, I really feel like there's a possibility to open a door here, an important door, kind of like going through one into the next part of the journey. I think one of the major things that's going to help you is the sextile between Mars and Pluto, all right? Mars is normally known to be aggressive, but under this transit, it's not considered that way. Your actions wouldn't be seen that way. And especially with Mars being in Pisces, I don't think that's at all possible. And, you know, Pluto is here to bring transformation. Between the two, they can really give you the oomph to get a door open. I know that there's been a great deal of, I'm going to say, hesitance or uncertainty. Okay, like you haven't acted upon something because you didn't quite know what the reaction might be if you did it, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's like, all right, do I or don't I? This kind of gives you the impetus to do things, and I think it can lead to the opening of doors. And that is really important, because so many of you I see out there, it just feels like the story hasn't changed that much in a while. It's just been in this mode, right, that you need to break out of, that you need to break free from. And, you know, feeling like you're accomplishing things and doing things, I really think that you can manage to pull something off in a big way. I think it's up to you what it's going to be. So we'll have to see how that goes. But, yeah, what doors are you looking to open? You got to get through the other side, because you might feel like you've been knocking on it for a while, but your opportunity to go through that portal is there. So I'm going to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.